We roll on here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Sunday afternoon baseball, Shuckers and Biscuits getting set to round out a six-game set. Shuckers looking for the series win. They've won three of their last four. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the guys who helped the Shuckers get the win last night in Justin King. King, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
How fun was last night? You put a shutout inning together, struck out three, topped out at 98. The scoreboard was blinking 97, 98 all night long for you.
Yeah, it felt definitely pretty good. That was one of the better outings that I've had throughout the season. I was finally, you know, I was kind of dealing with a little leg issues going on throughout the season, and yesterday was the first time where I actually felt like I was 100%. So, you know, being able to, you know, finally get the velo to tick up a little bit and especially command the zone, it definitely felt pretty good.
Talking about finally being 100% healthy, to go out there and do that, striking out the side against a lineup that's the best in the league in terms of run scoring, that definitely has to do a number for the confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I know last time, last outing I had up against these guys, they know how to put the ball in play. And, you know, being able to get the swing and misses, that's definitely key, especially when you want to move up in the organization and everything. So being able to shut them out for the inning was definitely nice.
It's a thing throughout this Southern League. You guys play teams so often. You're playing Montgomery 30 times this year, Pensacola 24 times, Mississippi 30 times this year. How much does it help you to see a lineup two, three, four different times throughout a season and to be able to build off each outing and learn a little bit more each time?
I think it's, you know, a little bit of, you know, they get advantage every now and then once we learn from it, we figure out our advantage against them. You know, especially whenever I'm facing lefties, I just, you know, try and pound the zone against them. You know, left-on-left matchup is always hard. But figuring out the righty hitters, you know, Keegan, he's a really, really good hitter. He's got some really good power. He loves a fastball down in the zone. So being able to stay away from, you know, his hot spots is definitely important. Other than that, you know, just at the end of the day, it's a one-on-one match. Hopefully you win that one.
Last night was not at home, but whenever you make an appearance at home, you come out to one of the more unique songs in all of minor league baseball. It is Heave Away by the Fables, which is a Newfoundland Celtic rock band. The song Heave Away, we went on a big-time deep dive in Google on this. It's an old sea shanty that they turned into a Celtic rock song. How in the world did you choose this to be your walkout song?
This is a song back from high school, actually. One of my buddies, he was actually from, you know, PEI, Newfoundland area, maritime boy, and he just loved playing this song whenever, like, we'd go out and hang out with all the guys, and just got the boys rowdy. So whenever I get the chance to play it, especially around these guys, I try. And, you know, sometimes they're like, what are you playing, dude? This is terrible. But you know, back in my mind, I was like, you know, they actually like it.
It also has taken a big hold in Canada as well. Was it old Maple Leafs goal song? The Canadian junior national team used it in the World Junior Championships as well. Does it help you add a little bit of Canadian flair to your walkout music?
Yeah, you know, just trying to bring the homegrown roots to baseball down here. Especially, you know, being in Biloxi, I figured, you know, we're off the coast. Maybe they kind of understand a little bit of it. But, I think it's a good song. It's, you know, kind of a crowd pleaser, I guess, if you could say. And I think it just adds a little bit of diversity.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
One of your former teammates who was here this year, James Meeker, got called up to the big leagues this past week, made his big league debut with the Brewers. It's a very similar story to you. Both of you guys started out your careers in indie ball, moved on to the Brewers organization. Both of you spent some time abroad as well. What was it like learning from him earlier this year while you guys were teammates here in Biloxi?
So as soon as I signed with the Brewers, one of the first people that I met up in Wisconsin was James Meeker. And you just tell, like, he's a really, really good guy. You know, so down to earth, just doesn't really care about the outcomes all the time. He more cares about just the experience, learning every day. And he really kind of showed that whatever happens, it's all going to be good in the end. And obviously a show for him, you know, he just made his appearance in the big leagues, which is incredible. And, you know, just being able to play with him, especially in Australia and everything like that, it was a lot of fun. He dominated in Australia. He ended up getting a tattoo of a kangaroo on his leg. So you could tell he definitely had a good time down there.
You pitched five games in indie ball with the Florence Yalls back in 2022. You're one of a couple guys on this team who played in indie ball. You, Caleb Bowman, spent some time in the Atlantic League as well as abroad. What did you learn from those couple of appearances to start your pro career in indie ball?
Well, that was kind of like the very first introduction to what I guess professional baseball would be like. I remember the very first team that we faced. They had like former big leaguers, like I think his name was like Dennis Phelps or something like that. And you know, he was an older guy, later 30s or something like that. But you know, he just absolutely ambushed any off speed. So I was like, all right, don't throw any off speed to this guy. And that was actually my very first outing. I gave up my first home run. I was like, all right, well, these guys definitely know how to hit too. So, you know, just the whole playing every single day, being ready every single day, that came to like a true importance, understanding your body and all the whole recovery process and all like that. The group that I was with, you know, they were really, really good guys. I wish I got to spend a little more time with them, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm definitely happy with the outcome of everything. And I still keep in touch with some of them, especially in the bullpen. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun being down in Florence. The host family that I was with was great as well. It was just a very welcoming environment.
You hear a lot of stories about the reactions of guys when they get drafted in the phone call, but one of the other aspects of it is the call you get in indie ball to be signed by an organization. One of the most special moments for any indie ball team. What was that moment like for you?
We were actually up in Canada when it happened. We were in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, playing the Eagles, or the Eagles. I just finished an outing that night, and I think I gave up like the leading run or something like that, and I was just like, oh, I was pissed off. But like my body was feeling good and everything, and so the next morning, our group, we just have like a small group take a bus to go work out, and our skip was with us as well, and he pulled me aside and he was like, yeah, I got somebody on the phone for you. And I took it, and it was Brian Gale from Milwaukee Brewers, one of the scouts, and he said, yeah, we'd love to sign you and everything. And you know, at that point it was like a surreal moment. I didn't know what to do, whether if I should keep working out or not, or the next couple of days, we were all just trying to figure out the whole traveling because COVID was still going on. You had to get a COVID test just to get on a flight and everything like that. So that was a little hectic considering I don't speak any French or anything like that. And the people that I was trying to get a taxi with, they're like, oh, no speak English. I was using the translator on my phone and like saying in perfect French and like, no. I'm like, maybe they just hate me or something like that. But you know, we finally made her down to Arizona and we got through the whole process. So it was definitely a very surreal moment. You know, you dream of things like that. And just getting the opportunity to be in professional baseball is just a blessing.
Now you're in Double-A, two steps away from the big leagues. Justin, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shocker's Biscuits coming up next.